our own woman, says the morning we'll awake and find we have a woman president, the men are left behind. Well, when that morning it arrives, that man's laid on the shelf, why, that's the morning that I want to oversleep myself. For when that glorious day arrives and her reforms are found, why, that's the day that single men will go and jump the town. For when the old hens run the thing, they'll run it in the soup, and all the ten-peck roosters, we will have to fly the coop. A poor but dishonest plumber was leaning on the lake. He hadn't worked for 20 years. He had camed his life to take. He'd asked for bread, they brought a donut and given him the hole. And the waves came rolling, rolling, rolling in, and the plumber got a roll. Ah, roll, bring on the coffee, nuttily he cried. And this lake has got its tide on, I wish I had a tide. But no, the lake is out in Kansas, and that's the reason why. The lake's the only blame thing that's not gone dry. The hour, it was midnight, the clocks were striking one. The plumber looked around for one last look, but looked into the muzzle of a gun. There serenely stood a hold-up man, a once-time famous crook. The plumber looked him full in the face, but he was fuller than he looked. I warn you, if you kill yourself, this noble hold-up said, you'll live to regret it, for I will shoot you dead. Don't spoil the water in the lake, be a sport and play the game. Why, you can make an honest living if you'll only steal the same. The plumber's tears, they fell like hail. I'll try once more, says he. Good, says the hold-up man, get your lead pipe, kid, and come with me. Right there they formed a partnership, and to loyalty they swore. That night they killed 8 policemen, robbed a bank, and blew up a store. So be careful with each man you meet, for you never can tell what moment you might meet an honest hold-up man. And that just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, the terrible condition this world is getting into. Let me draw you a picture. Come with me to the bums of this, to the slums of this great city. Get with me in an elevator and climb 14 flights of rickety stairs. Entering that basement next to the roof, what do you behold? Seated around an oil stove are 14 small children, the oldest scarcely 2 years old, all crying for beer. Why? Because seated around that oil stove are these 14 small children. You know, these children should have money. Their father was a rich porter in a bank, but he died and left money in that bank. But it wasn't his fault he died, or it wasn't his fault that he left the money in the bank. They shot him while he's trying to get it out. Why? Because seated around this oil stove with these 14 small children, when hark, there's a knock at the door, and the landlord enters and tells him he's going to raise the rent. That's very kind of the landlord, you know, because they can't raise it themselves. Because seated around this oil stove with these 14 small children, there they've sat for 30 years. No, there. Say, what am I going to do with these kids anyhow? I guess I'll sing another song and kill them off. I was in a restaurant today, and they handed me a bill of fare, and this is the way it read. Our 10-cent meals are simply great, and you'll find nothing finer. But please don't tip the waiter, sir, or he might drop the china. We've noodle soup and boodle soup, and you'll enjoy it fully. Soup that's been and never been, and oxtail soup that's bully. We have roast beef, you will not roast corned beef without a corn, sir. For we import all of our beef, it comes from round the horn, sir. Oysters in the latest style, speckled trout with specs, sir. And we have clams with little necks, and clams with rubber necks, sir. Squabs of buzzards, of hummingbirds, are cooked in Sandow butter. And we have snipes, we shoot ourselves, we shoot them in the gutter. When he got through that bill of fare, I found out to my sorrow that I had died there, talked to death, my funeral's tomorrow.